in poverty. They live in the moment. They don't make plans. If they don't make plans, they can't predict outcome. If they don't predict outcome, they can't look at consequences. They can't look at consequences. You know that whole scenario we heard. So in order to do that, we have to teach the kids.
Instructor Donna McKethan was explaining a poverty domino effect to teachers in last week's Ruby Payne training for Waco ISD instructors. The end of a cascade from living in the moment and inability to predict consequences is often trouble with the law or inability to handle a traditional work environment. So Waco ISD is stressing to teachers that they have to be the ones to help their students understand those cause and effect relationships and navigate the unwritten rules that govern the working world.
So what we've given the teachers by talking about the hidden rules of poverty and some of the things our students go into, then they can take that knowledge of some of those hidden rules and then build upon it as they help them to move to another set of hidden rules, the rules of work, the rules of being successful, so that they can build on what they already know about the child. Because some of those things that they're learning in poverty aren't necessarily bad things, but they're things that we can understand about our kids and then move them forward.
Research from Ruby Payne was given throughout the two-day session, showing teachers what sort of skills that many of us take for granted that students growing up in poverty often lack. In an earlier piece, McKethan told teachers that relationships were shown to be one of the most valuable aspects of impoverished life. Relationships are a form of currency in a world where survival is a day-to-day focus. And McKethan highlighted over and over that you have to build relationships with these students to get through to them, even the students who seem to present the biggest challenges.
The relationship between the student and the teacher is vital. You know, we stress that over and over again, that you cannot teach anything if there's not that relationship there. And so I think to reinforce that, because when teachers start having that success, they work extra hard to find these things. And when teachers are comfortable in their classrooms, then they have less time and less stress. It's a hard job. You know, I don't care where you teach. I don't care whether it's you got the wealthiest kids in the world or you're in a district where it's mostly poor students. It's a lot of work.
It doesn't matter how great of a math teacher you are. If you don't have if this is a kid from poverty and you have to have a relationship with them for them to really listen, then now we know we have to teach you that piece. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're dragging them there. It's just that this research about poverty is just coming out.
Superintendent Bonnie Kane believes this training will help teachers be more aware of the vital role they can play in shaping not just the academic abilities of their students, but in the students' understanding of the way the world works outside their neighborhood. And in a reversal of the initial poverty domino effect, an understanding of the hidden rules and a recognition of cause and effect relationships can springboard the student to break systemic poverty in their families. This training experienced by the teachers all ties into a broad, ambitious vision that Dr. Kane and other community leaders are ready to begin.
The community knows there's a problem that needs to be solved and wants to solve it. It's just that there's never been this one piece, okay, how do you get started? What does that look like? Well, again, I think there's going to be a meeting in a couple of months that we would love for you to be a part of, that's going to come together under a Bridges Out of Poverty kind of framework that says we can either, you know, it's one thing to talk the talk. It's time to walk the walk. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to ask everybody to do, to come together. Is it going to be seamless? No. But at the end of the day, if all of us can pull together and pull this off, there will be a very different Waco in the next 4 or 5 years.
You can hear more of Dr. Kane's ideas for integrating the community to breaking systemic poverty, as well as prior stories on the subject online at www.kwbu.org/news. Prior stories can also be heard today at 12:30 and Sunday at 3 on KWBU Rewind. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.